It's 92.9 The Mountain, quality music, true variety, with Sean Mullins, Blue As You. Before that, the 10,000 Maniacs gave us a cover of Cat Stevens' Peace Train. My name is Jenny. Friday, December 15th, time for our movie night traffic light. What's going on in the movie world? Good morning, Don and John with us.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're very good.
We're great.
Yeah?
Love to be here.
Love to be here. Love it. Okay, so what's opening? What's happening in the movie world?
Well, there's one that probably everybody's heard about called Charlotte's Web.
Oh, that's maybe that. Yeah.
Is that the one you were thinking of earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, John and I, we're going to tell you about The Pursuit of Happiness and Aragon.
Oh.
Yeah. Pursuit of Happiness, starring Will Smith, ours. Michael Richards sometimes refers to him. The Fresh Prince, of course.
Oh, yeah. We will not go there.
Yeah. You know, John and I, we were a little leery to see this movie at first, though, because it's written by the same guy that did The Weatherman, starring Nicolas Cage. That was a horrible, horrible movie. But this movie, it's actually about a true story. It takes place back in 1981, and Chris Gardner is played by Will Smith. And he's a salesman, and he sells bone scanning equipment to doctors. Very, very exciting. And his wife, she kind of loses faith in him that he can make a living, and actually leaves him when he decides to pursue a whole different career of being a stockbroker, which apparently doesn't pay anything until you prove yourself.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like radio, eh, Jenny?
Yeah. We won't go there either.
Well, he gets custody of his 5-year-old son, who's actually played by his real-life son, and they become homeless temporarily on their way to a much, much better life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is actually a great feel-good movie with lots of important lessons about, you know, determination and values and keeping your priorities straight. But I don't know that the story's told especially well. I mean, Will Smith and his son are actually great in this. They're a great team, which I was surprised. I thought it was all going to be about making his son look like a superstar, but he actually comes across as a typical adorable little boy in a bad situation. But the plot, unfortunately, is really Hollywoodized. You know, it's a lot of aspects of the story.
Yeah,
apparently it's not because I can't say it.
Is it John's Dictionary?
It's, I mean, a lot of the story, I think, was really softened up so it was more audience friendly.
Of course.
And then other aspects of it are really obviously exaggerated. You know, they have these incidents where it's like, oh my gosh, our money's all been struck by lightning again. And you're like, much so that, you know, this true story just doesn't really completely ring true on the screen, I think.
Yeah, you know, we did like the messages, though, to believe in yourself and never give up. And here's a tip for anybody out there that's going out on a job interview. Apparently, it helps you get the job if you know how to solve the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw him on Oprah. I saw Will Smith on
Oprah. Yeah, we saw that, too.
And he's like, and Oprah's like, can you really do that? And he's like, oh, yeah.
He actually learned
and
it.
And so over the commercial break, he did the Rubik's Cube, which I literally was in trouble for. I would take the stickers off my brother's
and that's
stickers.
Exactly right.
Because I was like, I can't do this. My brain does not function in that way at all. So
you're probably better off not to function that way, I think.
Yeah, you don't need to really know how to do that. But in a movie night traffic light, we're rating The Pursuit of Happiness a yellow.
Okay.
It's an okay movie.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And then the next one, which is a huge movie coming out, is Aragon. By far the coolest dragon since, like, Puff.
No, Aragon's a dragon?
No.
Oh, okay.
John,
I'll stop
Aragon
talking.
Whatever, I don't know. I can't
keep track of it. Okay, it's like this fantasy world where at one time all the people, they were protected by dragons and their riders until one day one of the riders turns on everybody and kills all the dragons, and now he rules the people with fear. Well, Aragon, who, by the way, is a boy, finds an egg.
These movies are crazy. I can't keep track.
He finds an egg in the forest one day. The egg hatches into a dragon, because apparently the dragons, they only hatch when they find that one very special person that's going to be their rider.
Uh-huh.
Well, the king, he gets word of this, and he's going to do anything it takes to kill the boy and the dragon. And now Aragon, he has to do anything it takes to save his people.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, needless to say, I'm really not a big fan of the fantasy movies, at least the PG fantasy movies, if you know what I mean, Jenny. Jenny knows what I mean. But, I mean, they're just so complicated and confusing and ridiculous, you know, but Aragon actually is not bad. I mean, they made a pretty straightforward, tight movie out of what is apparently a pretty complicated and detailed book. It is still ridiculous, and there's a lot of that over-dramatization that reminds you that it's all ridiculous. But
right.
What really matters is that we took along with us a couple 11-year-old boys, my son Josh and his buddy Drew, to see what their impression was, and they loved it.
They did.
Yeah, Drew has actually read the book several times and actually even wrote us a little report on it.
And, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Drew, he's a huge, huge fan of Harry Potter, too.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he liked this movie as much as he did the Harry Potter movies, which is pretty cool. So we think it's going to be kind of a hit for those tweens out there.
Great.
And the theme song, it's done by Avril Lavigne. I don't know if you've heard it yet, but it's pretty good.
Oh, cool.
So in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Aragon. This one's a yellow, too. I mean, those guys out there that are big, big fans of the book are going to love it. For everybody else, it's an okay movie.
Wait, and Aragon is not... has nothing to do with the Lord of the Rings.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
No, and we never agreed with that when you said it last
time. No, I was like, wait a second.
I was like, well, I don't know what it's about. Yeah, sure, Lord of the Rings.
John's really on top of the movies.
All same to me.
So what's happening in the movie world next week?
Well, next week we're going to tell you about The Good Shepherd starring Matt Damon and Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
We are Marshall.
And Angelina Jolie's
in that. Yeah, Angelina Jolie. Yep, she's in it too. And we are Marshall with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah. And Matthew Fox.
And Matthew Fox, yeah. Yes.
That is kind of a dream team for
me.
I'm like, whoa, in one movie.
You might have to check that one out. And of course, there's a little known movie coming out in the middle of next week that we're going to talk about. Rocky Balboa.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. Don and John with Movie Night Traffic Light. You can go directly to their website, movienighttrafficlight.com, and learn more about them and their movie reviews. You can also log on to our website, 929themountain.com, and get to them through there. And how's the TV show stuff going?
It's going really good. Yeah,
it's a train you can't stop.
Okay.
We're filming our first episode next week, and keep your eyes out for us around town because we're going to end up showing up in places filming people.
Chance to be on TV. Very fun. Well, we'll get details on when and when it airs and all that good stuff. So you guys have a wonderful day. Thanks for being here. Music's coming up from Matt Carney. We'll hear his Nothing Left to Lose and Concrete Blonde with Joey next on 92.9 The Mountain.